Hey everybody, it's Jack from Radio Laurier here talking with Harry and Jonas from Painting Pelicans.
How are you all doing today? Yeah, happy to be here.
Awesome, sweet. Want to tell me a bit about like yourselves, about the group a little bit?
Okay, well, Jonas and I, we kind of started the band, and we've been friends for 6 years now, 6 or 7 years?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, we met through a friend of a friend, and eventually realized that we both loved making music, and Jonas showed me his home studio, and
took him upstairs and showed him around. I had like a basic recording setup upstairs in my student house, and Harry was over at one point. We just decided we should make music, and then we started doing that.
Really cool, nice. And so, how would you describe like the sound of Painting Pelicans, the vibes, the energy?
Yeah, there's a lot of vibes.
It's kind of like Peach Pit vibes.
Oh yeah,
that's a good way to.
Yeah, that's good.
We try to make the music like really fun, just kind of upbeat. Mm-hmm. We have a couple of like lower, like slower songs, but mostly it's like we're just trying to have fun.
Yeah. Awesome. Very indie rock. I would say for the most part, a little there's some hip hop influences in there, and we did a little bit like some ska. One song.
That's good. That's good.
You know, like we play around and have fun with it.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're trying to really, really, cool. really experiment with stuff.
Yeah. Sweet. Sounds like a fun time. On your website, it says that it started off as kind of a solo project initially.
Yes.
You, Harry.
Yeah.
And then everyone else got involved. I'm curious how you found like the sound and like your process changed, kind of going from like a solo to like a duo and then more on from that.
Well, so it started off, we were talking about how Jonas had, he was showing me his studio in his room in his student house. Yeah. And, I always like, since I was, in school would always like write lyrics and poems. And I just had this, book of like lyrics. And so, Jonas was really excited about like making these songs, and it wasn't until a year and a half after that solo project started, when Jonas showed me his backlog of just riffs and chord progressions like his music, and we started putting those two processes together. It was like one night where he was showing me this thing he had made like a couple months ago or like a couple weeks
Something in the archive.
And I was like, oh, I've got lyrics for that, you know? And, and so we suddenly just had a song on our hands like, there's something there.
Yeah. Harry had been busking for a while too, and he'd been writing his own music. So I wanted to add to it. And
wow. That's really cool. Is that kind of still how your process works? Sort of like one of you writes lyrics, other one of you writes music.
There's definitely some more crossover now. But for the most part, that's probably just because I think naturally our processes are that way. I always kind of start lyric first, and he always is writing these beautiful freaking chord progressions.
But I don't know, like you just showed me a chord progression the other day, Harry.
That's true.
We're working on a song now just based on that. So
yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. Awesome. I feel like if you're an aspiring musician, one of the best things that you can do is become friends with somebody who either A, also wants to make music, or B, has a recording setup.
Yes.
Yeah. Like work with them.
Well, and that's what blows me away. We're gonna sound so lovey-dovey right now, but like Jonas is really great at like he's the mixer, he's the producer. Sweet. You know, he's the one who, you know, takes our music and makes it sound good. And
I think everyone's a part of that.
But like you do all the editing, and it's that's like such a huge task. It's amazing.
Wow, that's awesome. And tell me about like the name Painting Pelicans. Where does that come from?
Well, I went on vacation with my family to Belize, and I took about 1,000 pictures of pelicans.
Nice.
And I posted them all on our like shared Google Drive. So you'd be scrolling through and you get like a couple of pictures of just like normal stuff. And then you get like a sunsets, like pictures of people, like family members and stuff. And then you get about like 50 pelicans
in a row.
Yeah. So then my sister, kind of like poking fun at that, she got me a painting of a pelican for Christmas.
But like a huge painting. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like it's a very, it's like a Baroque painting of this very stately pelican, like bigger than that window.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And that became our mascot.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome. Wilbur. Yeah.
Wilbur.
Yeah. Hung it up in the basement. And we were thinking about ideas and painting pelicans.
We were doing our first show.
Yeah. We fielded options. It was in the basement.
We didn't really have a name. And we brought it up to, we're like, hey, guys, like, we're just new and we're trying to think of a name. And somebody, we were playing this show, like, literally in our basement. And somebody in the crowd goes, painting pelicans? And we just looked at each other like, oh yeah. So I don't know who that was. Yeah. I actually don't know who said that, but you know, thank you for that.
It like it rolls off really well too.
Yeah,
the pelicans.
It's it's got some alliteration. It's great. Yeah,
I've heard a lot of painted pelicans.
Yeah,
I every once in a while I've been saying it to myself as pelicans, and today in my head I've just gone, you need to triple check the name to make sure that it's not painted pelicans.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's all good either way.
Yeah.
Oh man, somewhere there's a photo of me on a trip when I was like 5, and there was a pelican almost like killing me, almost like biting my head off. And it was, I remember it, and it was absolutely horrifying.
Just had you in the crosshairs.
But yeah, we're good now. We're okay now.
If you ever post that picture, you should tag us.
I got to find it. All right, so like imagine you're making a playlist for somebody who's never listened to Painting Pelicans before.
Yeah.
Who's on that playlist?
Ooh. That's such a good question. I think there would have to be like, Peach Pit for sure would be on that. Maybe like a little bit like Death Cab for Cutie.
Oh yeah.
Like in some of our slower songs.
There's also like a lot of like 90s influence.
Yeah.
Like the Weaker Thens for sure.
Oh yeah.
Be on that
yeah.
list. Mm-hmm. And then the hip hop stuff.
Like. Yeah. There's, I guess, I would say if there was a hip hop influence, I'm like kind of always inspired by like new hip hop artists right now, like Jid, JID. If anybody listens to him, like he's just absolutely amazing and makes me want to be like good at writing hip hop music. So that would definitely be an influence there.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. And some John Mayer, I think, with your guitar skills, like your solos.
Yeah. Not even close to John Mayer.
Keep his name out your mouth.
Are there any, you kind of touched on it a little bit with the hip hop. Are there any influences that you would say aren't, like, don't, like, fit the music that you're playing, but are still, there could even be, like, non-musical influences?
That's a great question.
That don't fit the music we're playing. I mean,
like maybe like jazz kind of stuff.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like there's not really like any metal influence.
Yeah. No.
You know, like any, there's no screamo.
I can think of something.
Yeah.
I think her name is something Movio. But she played in Kitchener.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
And she's like more like, it's not jazz, but it's like funk and like kind of like very life-affirming music.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I think like that style and, like, that feeling is something that I would like to portray more in our music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And, like, I don't know. There's no, like, I don't know, Johnny Cash influence or, you know, like country.
Yeah.
We hit a little kind of country.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A bit in one song, but.
Everyone does it. Everyone at some point goes into country a little bit.
You know, it's fun. Sure. It's a wholesome sound for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Do you, like, what kind of stuff are you guys listening to lately?
For me, it's a lot of Zach Bryan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of country,
Tim Baker, Dan Mangan, like, the whole Canadian suite. William Prince as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
William Prince is so good.
Yeah, I love William Prince.
Sorry, continue.
Oh, no, that's kind of it.
I mean, I'm always listening to Lumineers, as well as lately Matt Mason. That guy is just amazing at singing. I've really been liking, I've been listening to Rihanna lately.
Yeah.
You know,
awesome.
Like some throwbacks. And then like Kendrick Lamar, like I've just, you know, there's always hip hop in my playlist.
Awesome. Is there like a dream artist or group to like collab with?
I mean, like, we're the kind of band that if anyone wants to collaborate with us, we would do it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. I don't know if there's any, like, pretty much every artist I think that we just listed would be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like if, I mean, if like Hosier, I think, you know, or like Bon Iver, you know, like was like, hey, want to open for a show or even like Peach Pit, I would die and come back to life.
Like we're, for me, when I think of like collaborating with another artist, it just kind of opens my eyes to more creative opportunities. And like, I just like that prospect. So I don't know. I know there's a bunch of local artists that we're trying to get like more networked with and connected with.
Yeah. Awesome. Sweet. Riverfest was a really good opportunity for that. Yeah. You know,
I imagine.
I kind of just ran around the the artist tent, you know, like meeting new people, and excitedly. So not just like in it for me, but like really just interested in hearing about like how they write music and what shows they're doing and, you know, what they've been up to and what brought them to Riverfest.
Yeah. Did y'all get to talk to it all? We talked to the Thunder Queens and Amanda Brahm.
Right. Yes. I spoke a little bit to Amanda Brahm. I stayed to watch her set. She's actually the niece of a friend of mine.
Oh, really? Oh, no way.
Yeah. That's awesome. Her uncle, he runs a music school, Adrian Jones.
Oh.
And he sometimes, I've gone to open mics with him, and he sometimes gets me gigs. Like, I'm doing a gig for him on Monday, which is going to be a lot of fun. A little plug there. But, I remember, like, I walked up to him, and I was like, you must be so proud. And he was like, I'm wearing sunglasses because I'm crying. But I walked up to Amanda Brahm and just said, you guys were awesome. Like, their harmonies, they were so funny on stage.
Yeah. we played right after them.
Yeah.
And like we were setting up and we had like some downtime, so we went out and watched, and I loved hearing those harmonies and just the way that they played was really new and unique, at least to me.
Awesome. Yeah. They I haven't had a chance to hear them yet as a group, but them all being Laurier students.
Yeah.
We definitely have seen them before and we did a show with them with Amanda last year.
Cool.
Not too long after it. Cause their set was during like all the crazy weather that morning.
Yeah.
Which is why I had to initially cancel our first interview. But I got to see her like the next week. She did this set in Victoria Park in like a gazebo on like a little island.
Yes. Sweet. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was there and I was just like, where am I right now? This is crazy. This is awesome. Yeah, it's so great.
Yeah, they sound so beautiful as a group. Oh. But I was laughing so hard. They were introducing this one song and Amanda goes, this next song is about coyotes in our neighborhood that have been eating cats lately. And then they like strum the first chord and goes, cats being eaten in my neighborhood. Like it was like something like that. And I just like got right to the meat and potatoes. And I was laughing so hard.
Yeah, really, really good storytelling.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Sweet. Love to collaborate with them if they hear this.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's really cool. That's all the questions really that I had planned out, to be honest. Do you have anything that you either want to plug that you have coming up or anything that like you want to tease? You said you're working on new songs.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah. So we have, I guess we could kind of describe the process. So we have a 2-part EP. So it's 2 different EPs and they're going to smack together and become an album eventually.
Ooh. Yeah.
And we've released the first 3 songs in that project. And we've got 2 more that all I got to do is I just got to click the button and get it.
Oh, sweet.
Get
there in the chamber.
Awesome. And get an album cover. And that's not really our strong suit, but so we've got that first half of the EP or of the album. That first EP is done. And then we're going to be working on the second half. So that's what we're going to be trying to get finished before, ideally before the end of the year.
Before the end of the year.
It will probably extend into the next year.
Yeah. But we've also got a bunch of other songs, like almost almost another album's worth.
Yeah, I mean, we keep writing stuff.
We just, yeah, it's awesome. Just never ending.
And we have a show on September 26th. I think it's the Thursday of that week at Brothers Brewing in Guelph.
Awesome.
With my brother Van Camp as well.
Yeah, from Peterborough.
Nice. I went there for the disc golf course there.
Oh,
I played disc golf there. It's really awesome. Yeah,
it's great.
Do you get to play a lot of shows in the area?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We've played like the Allura Brewing Company has had us a couple times there, and we did the Guelph Legion. We played Jethro's in Peterborough. The Yeti.
We love
going to the Yeti. That was our first show actually for Painting Pelicans was at the Yeti.
Yeah, I still have a picture.
Yeah.
And it's cool. Anyway.
Yeah, it was really cool at Riverfest because you know, you get those like Snapchat memories or Facebook memories. Mm-hmm. And we were at Riverfest and we're just about to do our set and it was like 1 year ago was our first show at the Yeti Cafe.
Yeah.
That's it was cool awesome. To like look back and you know see how far we've come.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Wow, that's neat. I the Yeti is where we did our Amanda Brahm show.
Nice. Oh, cool.
Yeah, that was really neat.
A lot of good stuff happens there.
Absolutely. It's a really nice little place, and yeah, I'd like to have us do more shows there in the future.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, thank y'all for your time.
Thank you for yours.
It was great chatting with y'all. Hope you have a good rest of your day.
Yeah, you as well. Yeah,
awesome.